Welcome to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus once again. Joining me in the studio now, we have a couple ladies who traveled all the way from Little Rock to join us this Saturday, Sarah Kinzer and Lauren Morris, both of the Arkansas Community Foundation. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, good morning.
Reluctantly, Gwen Kayette has joined us as well. She said she doesn't want to talk, but Tim put a microphone in front of her face just in case. Gwen, of course, is the executive director of the Twin Lakes Community Foundation. Hi, Gwen.
Hi, Heather.
I told you I'd make you talk. Sarah and Lauren, I'm so glad to have you both here. Arkansas Community Foundation and the Twin Lakes Community Foundation is an affiliate member of the Arkansas Community Foundation. So tell us what's going on in Little Rock with the Arkansas Community Foundation.
You bet. So, well, the Community Foundation is a statewide organization that is sort of dedicated to connecting people who want to make a difference in our communities with the causes that they care about. So all around the state, we are working with individual donors to help them protect, grow, and direct their charitable dollars and then invest in the causes that matter in their local communities. And the cool thing about having an affiliate up here in the Mountain Home area through Twin Lakes Community Foundation is that it's local folks here from this community who are in touch with what the needs are in this area and who are really focused on making a difference in this community, but also being a part of a statewide network, so they've got resources as well.
Gwen, I promise you I wasn't going to put you on the spot at the very beginning, but I, of course, my train of thought just leaped right there. The Twin Lakes Community Foundation has assets in effect of over $8 million currently.
$8.1 million.
And how many funds have been created here locally, give or take?
There are about 53.
So, Sarah, my obvious question to you is, and the listeners of Local Matters will know that I like to ask this, how do we compare, you know, from a statewide level when you look at Baxter County in particular? You know, the Twin Lakes Community Foundation serves more than just Baxter County, but, you know, how do we compare in terms of the statewide approach?
So this is one of our larger affiliates, obviously.
I set you up to give us compliments. Did you notice that? I want to make sure I get that in.
and a very effective affiliate. Twin Lakes is known in our system as a group that is really savvy and organized and very focused mm-hmm. on leaving a legacy in this community, very well connected. So this is my kudos to you all.
Well, started long ago, I think around the dinner table of Estella Tolgren and Sam Rhodes. Estella was the first executive director, then Janice Fletcher took over, and Gwen is the third executive director. Gwen retired for a little while and then decided, maybe I'll do this for a little bit.
A little bit longer, and I'm enjoying it.
from the statewide level, I mean, what are the primary goals as we move into 2018? That's so hard. I still stumble trying to say 2018, but as we move into 2018, what are some of the things that you're looking at accomplishing, not just here in Mountain Home, but across the state?
Yeah, well, so a few years ago, we sat down to put together some goals for 2020 for the statewide organization. So one of those goals is to grow our assets so that we have more charitable resources to give in the state of Arkansas. So we're shooting for growing to about half a billion in assets, which means way more grant dollars to put back in the state of Arkansas. We're also looking to make connections with more charitably inclined folks and just continue to raise awareness of the foundation. So part of that is sort of an internal focus on getting better at connecting with people so that we can do more good in Arkansas. But then we've also in 2018 in particular got a couple of exciting things coming up. So we are about to release the third edition of our Aspire Arkansas report, which is a county by county look at quality of life in Arkansas. We're tracking some indicators in the areas of education, health, families, and communities so that we can have a sense of how our communities are performing and what the areas of need might be in each part of the state. So Aspire Arkansas will be out in the spring, and we're really excited about having that fresh data to take a look at. We think that's going to help all of our affiliates around the state be focused in how they use their grant dollars to make an impact in their communities. But it's also a tool for anyone who cares about assessing what the needs are in the community and how they can make a difference. So folks who are involved in local government, who are leaders of local organizations and businesses, this information is for you, and it's coming out soon. And then in addition, we're looking at how we can focus our grants around some of the key needs that we know are going to be identified in that data. So one way we're getting started with that is around some grant making for issues related to early literacy. If students aren't able to read in the early grades, we know that they're more likely to struggle throughout the rest of their educational career and beyond. And so as an organization across the state, we're taking a look at what role we can play in supporting early literacy.
I don't want to sound disrespectful, but when I hear that literacy is such a big issue in the state of Arkansas, my first thought is always, still? I mean, has it not been this way for 20, 30, 50 years? And it's like, why do we still continue to have this problem?
I don't have the answer to why do we still continue to have the problem.
Well, I don't blame you. I don't blame the Community Foundation.
But yeah, you're absolutely right. I think education has always been a challenge for our state, but that doesn't mean that it always has to be. Our governor has recently put together the RISE initiative, which is focused on early literacy. And the state has a really ambitious goal of all students, or 80% of students, reading on grade level by the end of third grade, by, I believe, 2030. So, you know, Arkansas is taking this really seriously, and I think there's a lot of momentum right now around the state with this issue. People are starting to realize that early literacy matters, and we're never going to have a college-ready workforce if we don't have kids who can read.
And we're really talking about, when we talk about early access, I mean, we're not talking, you know, oh, let's learn to read in kindergarten and first grade. I mean, you know, we're talking 0 to 3, those 0 to even 8, I mean, I think is the stat I've heard you say too, but I mean, those early, early years, the importance of preschool. And preschool is not an easy thing for all families in this state.
Yeah, so early literacy, absolutely. Literacy starts at birth and even before, when children are hearing language before they're even born. So early literacy is an extremely important issue right now. Things like, do children have books in the home? Do they have access to quality learning opportunities? Are they hearing words? Are they receiving early literacy skills? So that's one of the issues that we hope to be able to look more into, is how can we support organizations in Arkansas that are equipping parents to be their children's first teachers. And so my colleague Lauren comes to our organization from a background working with early learning. And so I don't know, Lauren, can you say anything maybe about early experiences and what you've seen in your previous work?
Yeah, absolutely. The data is just staggering about how important it is to reach children at a much earlier age than we ever thought. And if you look at some of the brain scans that they've done and how their brains, very young children, 6 months old, even younger, how their brains just light up when literacy, vocabulary all come into play. And I think coming together as a community to really look at how we can all support our very young children is going to be the key to addressing this. It's easy to get overwhelmed when you look at the need that's out there, but if we can all come together and start to look at this collectively, and they say it takes a village, and it really does. If we can come together as a village and really look at how we can get our children on track for a better life, then we're heading in the right direction.
Our local library, the Baxter County Library here, when Gwen was the director, with the help of Deborah Edmonds, the children's librarian, started an initiative, 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten, where you could take your kids to get their library card, get them signed up, and then they give you a sheet of paper to where every time you and your child read a book together, you can fill that out, and then you try and get to 1,000 books when you can. Sometimes it takes a while because you tend to get stuck on a book for several weeks at a time.
You can count it
every time
you read it.
You can?
Yes.
I've been doing it wrong this whole time. I could have counted Goodnight Plains a million times.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, initiatives, a community-wide initiative such as that is, you know, so important. And the parent involvement aspect of it is just as critical as everything.
And the community involvement, because it doesn't have to be a parent.
Exactly.
It can be a neighbor or a grandparent or a babysitter. Anybody that reads to that kid gets counted.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's, you know, when we look at it, people immediately think, well, literacy, you know, they have to be able to learn to read, you know, in school. But it's more than that, because if they can read and have a fluent vocabulary when they arrive at kindergarten, they just take off. And the acceleration rate and how they can excel as a student is just so much different than if they have to struggle through those first couple years and, you know, the attitudes that they have, the self-confidence issues that they can have. If they see their buddy, you know, reading and finishing their book in time and they can't get past the first page, it's all about it encapsulates everything.
Yeah, kindergarten readiness has been a big thing that a lot of folks working in literacy are looking at. Do students know letters when they come to kindergarten? Do they know the sounds that letters make? It sets them up for success in those early grades. So one of the programs that the Arkansas Community Foundation has been making grants to at the state level out of our central office is a summer literacy initiative where we work with schools and nonprofit organizations that provide summer enrichment when students are out of school. One of the programs that we funded in another community was working specifically with rising kindergartners, so 4- and 5-year-olds who would be starting kindergarten. And they did pre- and post-testing for these kids who participated in the program and saw that their awareness of letters, the sounds that letters make, and several other literacy skills were significantly higher than their classmates who had entered without the benefit of that instruction. So their minds are so hungry to learn at an early age that there's a lot of difference we can make before kindergarten even begins.
Is there anything with this, with the grant process, that's looking at the cost and the affordability of preschool education?
Not specifically through a grant project that the Community Foundation is working on, but through our partners with the Arkansas Campaign for Grade Level Reading. There's a lot of folks looking at how Arkansas can do a better job of providing affordable pre-kindergarten and home visiting and other, you know, interventions that happen before kindergarten. So it's a big issue because quality pre-K costs money. We have to be able to pay our teachers well in order for them to be successful at delivering content and providing quality teaching. So it's a tough nut to crack, but I think there are a lot of smart minds in our state who are looking into it.
Is there a first step? Have we identified a first step that we can all take? I mean, because like you said, it is a tough nut. There's many layers to this. What can we start off doing?
Well, I'll be interested to hear what Gwen and Lauren have to say about that. But for me, I think a really good starting point for a person who has zero awareness and is just, you know, I care about kids, is to find out what's already happening in your community. So asking those questions, what is our school doing? What are our nonprofit organizations doing? Or maybe what are the gaps? What do the people who work with kids every day say, gosh, if we could just do ABC in this community, then we would be in better shape. And then I would say, you know, if you have access to small kids, if you have kids in your life, making sure that you're talking, reading, singing with them every day is a good starting place. Just starting with that vocabulary and awareness of how books work and what they do is setting them up for success. But I don't know, do you guys have any about that?
Well, for me, I think just starting the conversation is a critical thing. When a lot of times when we do something every single day and we live in our communities and we get so used to things that we don't even notice that, oh, yeah, that sign's been broken for 3 years, you know. And so when we take a look at the data and we look and see, oh, there is a need, just having that conversation, keeping it on the forefront and bringing people together and so that we can start to address that in our community is probably the most important thing that can happen here.
One thing that we've talked about at length on the show, too, is the struggle with hunger in our area, where statewide the numbers are 1 in 4. In northern Arkansas, it's 1 in 3. And there's always that a child can't learn to read because they're so hungry. Mm-hmm. They haven't eaten in a couple of days. And, I mean, I think we need to all work together on those two issues combined. If we can come together and be more efficient with our resources and our efforts and our time, you know, if we could all sit at the same table and address these issues, maybe we can fix them together.
You bet. And so I mentioned the Arkansas Campaign for Grade Level Reading. They're really at the forefront of the work that many community organizations are doing around early literacy. And so when the Campaign for Grade Level Reading brings together their partners, you'll see that the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance and other hunger relief organizations mm-hmm. are at the table, because they all know that when our kids are getting a nutritious breakfast and lunch and hopefully something nutritious at home on the weekends, they are so much more able to learn. So, in fact, one of the key strategies of that campaign is making sure that kids are getting more access to school breakfast and school lunch so that they're not hungry when they're trying to learn.
Let me switch gears on you real quick before we run out of time. This Saturday, the Twin Lakes Community Foundation, the Arkansas Community Foundation, for those that might not be familiar, I mean, we're all about creating endowments so we can maximize our resources together. One of my favorite stories is Barbie Graham, who was one of our first board members for the Twin Lakes Community Foundation. You used to always want to help teach local nonprofit organizations what an endowment could do. And she used to always say, there's a difference between your checking account and your savings account. And always think about your endowment as your savings account that will continually provide money for different projects, different needs in your community forever, long after all of us have gone somewhere else. How many different endowments there are now within the whole Arkansas Community Foundation?
Let's see. I know it's more than 1,700. I think it's between 1,700 and 2,000 across the state.
So. Total assets?
Let's see. $330 million, I believe.
And so when you pull all that money together, the stock market's been doing pretty well for some time now. When you can pull all that money together, your earnings can earn a little faster. Is that fair to say?
Exactly. When we all work together, we get a lot of economies of scale. So whether it's all of those funds being invested collectively by, you know, expert managers, whether it's, you know, one accounting force, one mm-hmm. audit, there's a lot, just a lot of financial savings that comes from working together collectively mm-hmm. across the state.
And one of the greatest feelings of contributing to one of these endowments is it is a true investment. It will always be there, and it will always be doing good. It's not going to disappear. You know, the check's not going to be cash and it be gone after the need is fulfilled and then rises back up a month later. I mean, it's always going to be there doing the work for our local community.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Well, ladies, with that, Merry Christmas.
Likewise, Merry Christmas.
To you.
Thanks for joining us on Local Matters on KTLO.